Hello, radio readers. This is Merritt Emke coming to you from West Central Kansas in Lane County. If there's one thing you can count on living in this part of the world, it's the wind. Whether it be a gentle breeze or, more often than not, strong gusts bending what trees we have, the wind is a constant companion. For better or worse, it's a dominant, dynamic feature of the Great Plains landscape. The book Heaven's Breath, A Natural History of the Wind by Lyle Watson is an excellent science-based resource that illuminates this often overlooked characteristic of our world and how our lives are shaped by it. From physics and biology to psychology and philosophy, this text covers everything about wind, plus surprising aspects you may not have considered. Watson writes an often poetic ode to this force of nature, and it is also encyclopedic in its accounts and definitions of the wind. In fact, the book includes an appendix of dictionaries of winds, where you can find the description of every wind known to man. I paid particular attention to the mentions of Kansas, where graphic descriptions of tornadoes are truly terrifying, while at the same time, Watson writes, these wayward winds seem to also have a sense of the ridiculous, citing examples such as a house being ripped apart with a cupboard of fine china set down still intact. Reading such excerpts made me wonder at the capriciousness or intentionality of nature, given how often we personify the world around us. In chronicling the history of the wind, Watson cleverly chronicles our species' evolution. For instance, trade winds influence modern life and culture, and without them, our present would be unrecognizable. Every sailing venture to another faraway place was made possible in large part because of wind. We owe much of who we are to the winds that shape our daily lives in ways that range from very subtle to absolutely undeniable. In the same way wind erodes rock, our environment forges us, makes us who we are and who we will become. It's also interesting the way we talk about wind. Languages themselves have become windblown. Something as elusive as the wind is obviously fair game for those tired of the usual similes. Shakespeare made his winds swift, free, and wanton. Others have called them fast, fickle, and wild. Wind is almost anything you want it to be. There are few things as steady or as changeable, as fierce or as gentle, as unstable or as undeviating, as light or as bold, as wroth, as balmy, or as protean as wind. If you're someone who enjoys science-based books that are dense and also digestible, Heaven's Breath, A Natural History of the Wind by Lyle Watson is for you. Think Carl Sagan-type descriptions of the universe in relation to all that wind has to offer us and our planet. This is Merritt Emke for Radio Reader Book Club, signing off from Western Lane County.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas.
Words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all, went searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hand.